KNOM Update News. I'm Lorelai Kinnean, and it's 9:02. Alaska is currently experiencing an outbreak of syphilis that's causing concern among disease prevention officials. A bulletin sent to healthcare providers last week by the state's Section of Epidemiology updated findings on the disease and rates of transmission. Most significantly, syphilis is expanding outward into the general population. Early data reported to the SOE in 2011 showed that transmission occurred primarily among men who have sex with men, or MSM in public health terminology. But that's changing rapidly. 32% of the cases detected occurred through heterosexual contact. More concerning, according to Susan Jones, the HIV and STD program manager for Alaska's Section of Epidemiology, are the state's first cases of congenital syphilis since the 70s.
So to have congenital syphilis in this day and age is very scary.
Congenital syphilis is when the disease is passed from a mother to a fetus during pregnancy. After 34 years of no reported cases in Alaska, last year there were two.
Back in the 70s, we did have cases of congenital syphilis. The last one that was reported to us was in 1978. A case of congenital syphilis is like getting a D or an F on a report card. It really means that syphilis is out of control, and it's affecting the unborn babies, and it's a very bad thing. It's a priority for us and for CDC and the nation not to have cases of congenital syphilis.
In adult cases, early detection and treatment are essential. If caught early, syphilis can be treated with a single injection, but the more advanced the case, the more elaborate the treatment regimens, and the symptoms only intensify as time goes on.
So it depends on what stage of syphilis that you're in. It's very treatable in the early infectious stages and very curable. It can pass that stage of where you are able to infect others, but the syphilis goes on to destroy your body in different ways. And that destruction cannot be changed. So you could have neurological problems that are permanent.
The bulletin offers healthcare providers 9 recommendations for containing the disease. These include offering tests for gonorrhea, chlamydia, and HIV, since patients exposed to syphilis are increasingly susceptible to other infections. It's also important providers obtain a complete sexual history wherever possible. High-risk practices like anonymous sex not only increase chances of transmission, but also obstruct the ability of public health workers to control outbreaks.
You know, as part of our disease investigation, we try to identify all sexual partners and notify them of exposure and offer them testing and treating, depend on when their exposure occurred. And that's how you control outbreaks.
For individuals, the best prevention measures are abstinence, protecting yourself with barriers like condoms, and being open with your partner about sexual history. And the Coast Guard says it has suspended a search for a 33-year-old man who was aboard a small boat that capsized near Cordova. The man was last seen swimming to shore when he went underwater Saturday night. He and another man were aboard a 5.5-foot boat that capsized. The other man swam to shore and called for help. Neither wore a life jacket. The Coast Guard says state wildlife troopers and Coast Guard personnel searched 17 square miles for 21 hours Saturday night and Sunday before suspending the effort. And just as PFD checks are heading out, the Nano Regional Corporation has announced it won't be sending a dividend this fall. The for-profit Native Corporation explained to its 13,300 shareholders in Northwest Alaska that poor investment performance across an array of sectors was to blame. The Arctic Sounder reports NANA has a diverse array of revenue sources. It operates businesses in all 50 states as well as abroad, has a wide portfolio of investments, and it brings natural resources to market through operations like the Red Dog Mine, 90 miles north of Kotzebue. Profits had been strong since 2009, and some households received more than $10,000 from annual dividend payments. But not this year. A weak global commodity market has lessened demands at home and abroad, and Nana depends on roughly $900 million in contracts with the federal government, which in a year of budget sequestrations and shutdowns have been undependable. In September, Nana's board developed a new policy to try and avoid chances of future years without dividend payments. But with winter approaching and fuel costs hovering near $10 a gallon in many communities within the Northwest Borough, families are having to make do with a substantial loss of annual income. Last week, Nana's senior staff traveled to the 11 communities served by the corporation. This week, they're holding informal meetings for shareholders in Fairbanks, Anchorage, and Seattle. And the Querick Wellness Center is hosting a training conference to educate and empower bystanders of violence. The program, called the Green Dot Program, teaches bystanders how to safely intervene in violent situations. Lisa Elana Strickling, Querick Wellness Specialist, is coordinating the program.
Green Dot is a really great approach, very specific curriculum. It gives very specific skills to people. People feel armed and empowered with abilities and knowledge to be able to move forward in situations where they might not otherwise have gotten involved or taken steps to prevent somebody from getting hurt.
Strickling says training onlookers to intervene in violence gives people ownership and responsibility over their community.
We hope that more people in our community would see that they are responsible for me and I am responsible for them, and we're all in this together, and we can make sure our town is safer. And it is our business when we see people of our community being hurt by violence, and we can do something about it.
The Green Dot training will be held in Nome from October 15th through October 18th. The last day of the conference is a youth training day for middle schoolers and high schoolers. There's no fee to participate. To register for the program, contact the Querick Wellness Center. And to hear more about the Green Dot training, tune in to Profiles After the Weather at the 9 o'clock and 6 o'clock hours today. The price of gold in New York is up $13 an ounce to $1,325.20, an ounce of silver up 57 cents to $22.41. It's currently 9.5 minutes after 9 o'clock.